we have Maulana Zakaria Pandori. He was a student of ours also. He's from the UK. And when he was a student, he explains himself, he was very, very agile, fit, fast, sharp, moving around. But I lament it, he became ill. He's suffering now from MS. And now he can't, he's helpless like outwardly. But mashallah, his inner spirits are still very, very great. We should take a lesson, all make dua, Allah give full shifa also. And mashallah, with all this, he's doing deen's work, teaching, everything. So we should take a lesson. And he has come and to spend time, he came and spent one, two Ramadans. He spent Ramadan also, he's shocked. Though he's like this, to travel is a problem. It's not easy. And with his family, Allah reward them, make us all jannatis in their sadqa, that traveling and all this. But he takes it to be to come for the khanka, to come for the majalis, etc. We all should take a great lesson, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وما بعد. My dear respected brothers, I don't intend to give a bayan in front of my sheikh and in front of you guys. I just want to do a little muzakara with you. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَعَسْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We all know this surah. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by the qasam of time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Mankind is in destruction. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except for those who brought iman, وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That not only bring iman, it's not enough. You have to make naik amal as well. Obey Allah Ta'ala. Now I just want to explain this a little. Look guys, everything in this world has a purpose. Whatever you say, fire has a purpose, wind has a purpose, grass has a purpose, and together with everything, the whole creation, we are ashraful makhluqat, the most noble of creation, and we've got a purpose also. Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. What's the purpose? Okay, I have created you. Why? To obey me. To obey Allah. Now guys, we've understood the purpose. So little muzakara I'm making with you. That we've got a purpose to do, to worship Allah Ta'ala. Now guys, we have come into this world. We have been, I say, in the Alame Arwah, before coming into this world, we're in Alame Arwah. And we've been there for how long? I term that as a waiting room. We are waiting to arrive. Now I don't know how long, you can't imagine how long you've been there to arrive into this world. Now we have arrived into this world, into the exam hall. This, we are literally into the exam hall. And now Allah Ta'ala's full focus is upon us. It's like we are in an exam hall and our paper is in front of us, and there's lights, there's nice painting, there's glittering, this. So if we are going to distract ourselves and focus upon the surroundings, then we are not going to get our exam paper done. In the same way, in this dunya we have come, there's a lot of attractions around us, and these are all tests from Allah Ta'ala for us. that are we going to focus and fall into this, or are we going to focus upon our aim and our destination? I want to give a little. It just came into my mind how short this life is. How short this life is. Look, Nabi Sassam says in the hadith that the average age of a man is between 60 and 70 years. A'maru ummati bayn. Now between 60 and 70 years we are in this world. Now out of this 20 years, 8 hours a day we sleep. 8 hours a day an average person sleeps. So that's how much of his life he slept. 20 years of his life he has slept. So distract from 60 years, 20 years. How much have we got left? 40. Another thing is we work. To live we need to work. And how many hours? Average? 8 hours. And that's another 20 years. So 40 years is out of the question. Now how much have we got left? 20 years. Now first 15 years is like our childhood. Playing. Amusement. Lahu la'ib. 15 years we take away. How much have we got left? 5 years. Now then 5 years we go to work. We clock out from work, we sit out with our family, we can entertain ourselves, or we have, we eat, we do this, so you take out time for that also. So subtracting all that, we've got approximately about a year or two. A year or two of our life. To worship Allah Ta'ala. To focus ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Now it's not easy. Now for example, you are driving. You know how to drive. You are driving for example to Durban. You don't know your way. So you need a guide. You need navigation. You need a map. And also over here, this world is dark, full of fitna around us. We need a guide to get up to our destination. And our guide are these kind of ulama, and these kind of shuyukh which we have fortunately in front of us. We need to take maximum benefit from these people. Because we need to get to our destination. And how can you get there? Through the guide. Following the guide, following the advices of the guide. Because you're driving, you don't know you are supposed to go north, you're going south. Why? Because you've got no guide. So because of the advices and the focus of our Shaykh, insha'Allah al-Aziz, bi-idhnillah, we will get to our destination, to Allah Ta'ala. Because you know what? Behind the mountain, there's a lot waiting for us. In the Akhirat, there's a lot waiting for us. So we've come from Alam al-Arwah, we've come to Alam al-Dunya, and now we have to get to Alam al-Akhirah. That's another stage. Now this exam hall of 60 years, we are passing, we need to get through the advices of our elders and our shuyukh. Otherwise, we will be lost. So it's just a little mudakara, guys, I want to make with you guys for myself personally, because like they say, my mouth is more closer to my ears than yours. So I intend myself making mudakara for myself and with you. So inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of following the advices of our Shaykh. Thank you.